Afternoon.
So good to see you again. I bring greetings, first of all, from my wife, who is not with me today because she's with our youngest daughter down in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And together, we just want to offer a word of thanks to you and your continued faithful partnership with us in ministry. Your prayer and financial support enables us to do the ministry that God has entrusted to us. We literally could not do the ministry without partners like you, so thank you. Would you unite your hearts with mine as I just lead in a short word of prayer? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you. We ask now, Lord, as we look into your word, that you would speak to us. That you would challenge us. And that, Father, you would be glorified in the things that are communicated from your word today. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this past April, the Christian world lost a hero.
弟兄姐妹就在这个过去的四月份, 我们的基督教的这个, 世界里面, 我们失去了一位英雄。
A great mission leader by the name of George Berwer.
一个伟大的传道士, 他的名字是 George, 乔治维尔沃。
George Berwer was the founder and president of a ministry called Operation Mobilization. And today, Operation Mobilization has over 5,000 missionaries, workers in over 118 nations around the world.
118.
George was an inspiration and mentor for me ever since we first met.
乔治维尔沃他是自从我们第一次见面他就成为我的导师和我们一起同工
Because of his commitment to Christ,
因着他对基督的奉献,
his love, genuine love for the people of all nations,
他对所有全世界各族人他的这种真诚的爱,
and his unwavering devotion to prayer.
他对祷告是,
And these are the themes of our scripture passage this afternoon from 1 Timothy chapter 2. The centrality of Christ.
We'll talk about
the centrality of Christ.
Yeah,
God's love for all people. And the priority of prayer. Now here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, the emphasis shifts from the message of the church to the meetings of the church. Chapter 1 addresses the question, what should the church teach?
Yeah, 第一章它是主要是要谈到就是教会应该教导什么。
And the answer, as we saw in our previous messages, is to defend the gospel by teaching sound doctrine and to proclaim the gospel.
从第一章我们前面的信息，我们回顾一下，就是那么教会要教导纯正的圣经的道理，来捍卫真理，而且传扬福音。
Here in chapter 2, the question shifts to what should the church do when it gathers, when it meets?
所以在第二章，那么这个就开始，有那个主题有一个转变，那么他想在这里教导我们的是，教会在聚会究竟该做什么？
And we discover in our passage today that the main priority for the church when it meets is prayer.
那么从今天的这一段经文，我们可以发现，那个当教会聚集的时候，它最重要的是祷告。Now
before we continue looking at our passage, let me invite you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1-4.
在我讲我今天的这段经文之前，我请你们跟我一起来看一段，在《使徒行传》6章1-4节。
And notice how prayer is emphasized here in the infant church.
我们可以从这段经文看到，在初期的教会，这个祷告是何等的被重视。
It says, Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
使徒行传第6章1-4节，那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人，向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天父的供应上忽略了他们的寡妇。 12个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说：“我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合理的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。”
A conflict arose in the early church between Gentile believers and Jewish believers. Because some of the Gentile widows were being overlooked in their daily distribution of food.
因为外邦人的信徒当中，他们有一些寡妇，在分给他们每日的供给的他们的食品上，就是有一些忽略。
And as a result, the church decides to select 7 men to serve as deacons to meet this need. That way, as we see in verse 4, the disciples could devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
这样我们在第四节里看到，那么这样使徒们呢，他们就会可以专心以祈祷传道为。
Now, if we look at the order of the words here in verse 4, we could make the argument that prayer is even given priority over the preaching of God's word.
从第四节我们看到这句话的它这个顺序来说，我们可以看到祷告甚至跟传道相比，它更有在更重要的位置。
And yet today, prayer is often the one thing that is lacking when the church gathers together to worship.
不幸的是，现在常常是祷告，当教会聚集在一起的时候，祷告是我们比较缺乏的。
In particular, corporate prayer is often lacking.
特别是就是在大家聚集一起崇拜的时候的这个比较聚会的时候的祷告比较缺乏。So
back in 1 Timothy chapter 2, let's consider three critical questions about prayer.
我们回到这个提摩太前书第二章，那么我们现在会分三点来看今天的主题。
And the first question is simply this, why is prayer a priority?
第一个问题是为什么祷告是最重要的？
Brothers and sisters, all of us learn three types of language throughout the course of our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人在我们生命的一生中，我们都学习了三种类型的语言。
The first language we learn is that of intimacy and relationship. It's when a father is holding that little baby and saying, Gaga, or whatever that is in Mandarin.
就像当那个一个父亲第一次抱着他们刚生下来的婴孩，对着他们婴孩讲，其实我们也不知道是什么语言，就是。
This language is not real cognitive, but it is rich in meaning.
这个语言其实是我们无法辨认，但是这个语言其实它表达一种爱的。
It's a relational language that produces trust.
因为这样一个关于关系的这样的一个语言，它是会产生一种信任。It's
the language I use when I set my granddaughters on a ledge and I say, jump, I'll catch you.
就是像我说，我把我的这个孙女把她放在那儿，然后我对她说，你跳下来，我会抱住你。It's
the language of dependence.
就是一个我们可以信赖的这样的语言。Later
in life, we learn the language of information.
那么随着时间，我们后来就学习了这个信息的语言。
We recognize that things have names.
我们开始知道，人就是不同的事物，它有不同的名字。
A dog, a teddy bear, a truck.
一只狗，一只熊，一个大卡车。
A flower.
花。
A book.
一本书。
A church.
一个教会。
This is the primary language. This language of information is the primary language of school and education. And eventually, we learn the language of motivation. I say to my child, stop doing that.
我对我的孩子说，不要做这个。
And they stop.
然后他们就停止。Or,
in most cases, they just keep on doing.
多数时候，他们还是继续做。
I say, come here.
我对他们说，来到这儿。Sometimes
they come.
有的时候他们来。In
fact, children discover the power of this language very early on. And with one word, they can get grown-ups to do what they don't really want to do. In life, we are bombarded and overwhelmed with the languages of information and motivation. We live in a world where they dominate. And we mostly use these types of language ourselves. Often at the expense of the language of love and relationship. Now, there may be occasional rediscoveries when we fall in love, when we have babies. But largely, we have forgotten this first language of love and relationship. But brothers and sisters, we need to learn it anew because this first language is the language of prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要重新来学习这第一种的语言，因为这个语言是祈祷，就是爱和关系的这样一种类型。Prayer,
speaking with our Heavenly Father, is primarily this first language of love and relationship.
祷告对我们的天父说话，我们对他讲，主要是。
Think about it. We don't need to inform God about anything. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, Jesus said this, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And we don't need to motivate God. I've been in some churches where they speak about prayer as though we were twisting God's arm and trying to get him to do something that he doesn't really want to do. We don't need to inform God. We don't need to motivate God. And yet we usually make prayer about information and motivation. Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced from God's word that prayer is about cultivating a deeper relationship with the living God.
弟兄姐妹，我是深深信，祷告是要跟神培养一个真的一个很爱的、很亲密的一个关系。We
are invited and privileged as God's children to share our hearts with our Heavenly Father.
我们神，他邀请我们作为神的儿女，我们来跟他分享我们的心。
Well then, and this brings us to the second question, how then should we pray? Well, Well, here in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, we find an answer to that question.
那么在这个提摩太前书这个第二章的第一节，我们找到了这个问题的。
There are four words that are used here to describe prayer.
这里用了四个词汇来描述祷告。
Prayers.
第一个是恳求。
Supplications. I should have said it.
祷告，然后是恳求。
I should have said it that way. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings.
恳求，祷告，代求，出席。
Supplications arise out of our wants and needs.
那么恳求是从我们所想要、我们所需的这个出发。
It's the acknowledgement of our weakness and inadequacy apart from the Lord that leads us to pray.
那么我们是承认，我们向神承认，我们是多么的缺乏，我们真的是需要这样的来把我们推动，来到神面前，来向他祷告。Prayers
is speaking here in this context in a more general way about worshiping the Lord.
这里的祷告实际上是一个在更一般的意义上是一个对神的一个敬拜。
It's not about informing God or trying to motivate Him to do what we want.
并不是说我们告诉神，或者说我们想给神动机，来做我们想要他做的事情。
It's about focusing on Him in worship.
是我们其实我们的重心是要敬拜神。
The idea is that we center our attention on the Lord so we begin to see ourselves and our situations from His perspective.
我们是如此的关注在神他自己的身上，那么我们就可以其实从神的他的那样一个方面来看到我们的光景。
It's summer in Minnesota, and a lot of people, when they have a cabin, like to go to the lake cabin on the weekend.
在明尼苏达，这个是假期，因为有很多人，他们有自己的小木屋，那么他们都会去那里去度假。
Whether you have a cabin or not, imagine that you're at a cabin, you're on a lake, and you're standing in a boat that's tied to a dock.
请大力跟我一起讲一讲，不管你自己有没有那样的小屋，你呢，站在这个湖边，看着你站在一个船，这个船呢，它是绳子系在一个这个岸边的。The
dock represents God. The rope, the line represents prayer.
那个船边的这个甲板。 就是代表着神，那么这个线呢，把我们那个船系在这个甲板的，就是代表我们的。And
you're standing in the boat, and you begin to pull on that line. What happens?
你就站在这个船上，你就开始来拉那个绳子。The
dock begins to move towards the boat.
那个甲板呢，就开始向着船的方向移动。Is
that what happens?
是这样的吗?
What happens as you pull on that line? You're standing in the boat.
大家想想，当你站在船上，你来拉这个绳子的时候，究竟会发生什么？
The boat begins to move towards the dock.
实际上是你的船开始向这个甲板靠近。
This is what happens as we pray. We don't pull God to our direction, but as we pray, we align ourselves with God's will and purpose.
所以当我们祷告的时候，实际上我们不是把神向我们的这个方向在拉，而是当我们祷告的时候，我们越来越靠近神，越来越跟神的心意来相合。One
of my favorite authors, Oswald Chambers, says this about prayer.
我最喜欢的一个。 Oscar,
the purpose of prayer is that we get a hold of God not the answer.
那么他说，祷告的目的是我们紧紧抓住神，而不是神的回答。As
we pray, as we pull on the line and we move closer to the Lord,
当我们祷告的时候，也就是说，叫我们在那个船上拉那个绳子的时候，其实是我们越来越靠近神。We're
united with His will and power.
我们跟他的意愿和他的能力结合。
We're united with His love and grace. So we began to think His thoughts after Him and desire what He desires. And so we pray with supplications. We pray with prayers by focusing on the Lord. Third, we make intercessions.
那么第三呢，我们通过恳求和祷告，我们的重点是关注在神身上。那么第三个，我代求就是。Intercession
simply means to make a request or petition on behalf of someone else.
所以代求呢，就是你对向神，就是为别人来祈求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the real focus of our passage. Because of our relationship with God, we can confidently come to Him and make requests on behalf of others.
因着我们跟神的关系，我们可以 有信心的来到神的面前，向神为着别人来祈求。
Finally, we pray with thanksgiving.
最后我们来用感谢。It's
a declaration of our gratitude to God.
我们向神表达我们的感恩。Instead
of focusing on what we lack and what we need, what we want.
不是说仅仅是总是专注在，哎呀，我们需要什么，我们想要什么。Instead
of complaining and becoming anxious.
而不是说我们抱怨啊，就是很焦虑。Thank God for who He is。我们感谢神，感谢他，就是因着神，他是怎么感谢他。What
He's doing in our lives and in our churches。我们感谢他在我们生命中的一切的作为和在我们教会一切的作为。Thanksgiving is an expression of our trust in God.
感谢是我们对神表达我们对他的信靠。And
we can thank God as we're praying before we get an answer to our prayer.
我们可以感谢神，甚至在神回答我们的祷告之前，我们就可以向他感谢。Because
we've learned to trust our Heavenly Father.
因为我们已经学会来信靠我们的天父。
Now, with all of that in the background, we come to the third question.
So, 我们讲了这所有这些的背景的之后，那我们是来到第三个问题。Well,
then, for whom should we pray? For whom should we intercede, and why?
我们究竟应该为谁来祷告？为什么？The
first answer to that question comes in verse 1.
对这个问题的答案在经文的第一节。
First of all, then I urge that supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people.
经文的第一节，我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。这里特别讲到万人。
Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹。
The priority is not to pray for ourselves and our fellow believers. That's not wrong, it's just not the priority. The priority is to pray for all people.
我们的最重要的是要为万人祷告。Especially
those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
特别是那些还没有信主、没有信接受耶稣基督做他们救主、生命主。
Why is it so priority?
为什么这是我们的那个祷告？为什么是我们祷告的重点？
Because once again in prayer we align ourselves with God's will and desires.
因为在祷告的时候，我们是要把我们的意愿、把我们的思想跟神的意愿来结合起来。
And in verse 4, we see that his desire is for all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth.
因为在第四节经文里看到，神他愿意万人得救，反正道，这是神的心意。
So our priority in prayer is to pray for those who don't know Christ.
所以说我们的最重要的重点，当我们祷告的时候，是要为那些没有信主的人祷告。
To pray for people from different races and ethnic groups.
去为那些不同民族、不同的文化这样的他们来祷告。
To pray for people from different religious backgrounds.
也为那些有不同的宗教信仰的他们的人来祷告。
Pray for the Uyghurs and the Huizhou.The Uyghurs and the Huizhou of Chinese Hui.
Oh, 为回族祷告。
These are the people we should be praying for.
Yeah, 这些人才是我们真的应该为他们祷告的。
Pray for people from the other political party.
也为那些跟我们站在不一个政见的那个党派的人们来祷告。
Pray for all people.
为所有的祷告。
Years ago, I was speaking with a dear friend of mine who is in ministry in the northeast of India in a place called Assam.
我几年前我跟我的一个好朋友，他是在印度北边的一个地方做他的事工。
And this man happens to be a former Muslim who came to Christ in a dramatic way and now is an evangelist in this region.
他从前是信穆斯林的，他信主后他就生命有了极其大的转变，现在变成一个宣教士，就在那块洛西在印度北边的那个地区。
And there are many Muslims coming from Bangladesh into that part of northeast India, into Assam in particular.
有很多穆斯林从孟加拉来到就是印度北边的那个区域，所以他就是向他们传。
And thousands of those Muslims are coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
数千的那些穆斯林他们。
And my friend told me, Pastor Scott, 75% of those who come to Christ have had a vision of Jesus that led them to faith.
Oh, 他说在他们那些信主的那些穆斯林当中，有75%的人是他们在异象中看到了主。
And I said, how are they having these dreams and visions?
我就说他们怎么会有这样的梦和这样的看到这样的影响。
He said, because we're praying.
他说因为我们。
That only happens through prayer.
这个只有这样的事能发生是只有通过祷告。
Pray because there is one God who desires everyone to be saved.
因为我们只有一位神，他的心愿是愿意万人得救。
Pray because there is one Savior, one Mediator, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself as a ransom for all people.
我们祷告为万人祈求，因为只有一位救主耶稣基督，他为万人死。
The Apostle Paul in verse 7 offers himself as an example.
那么在这里。那个使徒他们自己就给我做了一个榜样。
You know how he described himself in Philippians chapter 3 as a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee of Pharisees. But although he was a Jew who came to Christ, he was called as an apostle to the Gentiles. To pray and to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. I don't know if you know this, but the words all people are key to this passage. We pray for all people, verse 1.
在第一节里面，我们为万人祈求。
Because verse 4, God desires for all people to be saved.
在第四节，神愿意万人。And
verses 5 and 6, our memory verse. Christ gave himself for all people.
在第五节，第六节说到。
So for whom do we pray? For all people. Especially those who don't know Christ. But second, verse 2, the church is charged to pray particularly for those who are in positions of authority.
教会也特别在这里，神教导教会要为君王和一切在位的人祷告。For
kings and all who are in high positions.
为君王和一切在位的。This
may be talking about church leaders.
这里可以包括教会的领袖。Certainly
could be applied to church leaders.
当然是也可以包括教会。But
I think the emphasis is more on political.
我想这里的重点是更多的是政治领袖。Local
governmental leaders.
当地的这个政治领袖。School
boards and principals.
学校教育的这个校长，他们那些管理教育的这些官员。Business
leaders.
经济上的领袖。And
of course, national. Political and governmental leaders. Brothers and sisters, we should be praying for President Joe Biden. We should be praying for Xi Jinping. Pray for their salvation. Wouldn't that be amazing? To see them come to faith in Jesus. This is our responsibility. A priority when we meet is to pray for the salvation of all people.
当我们在聚集的时候，我们当做首要的事，especially
those in the bar.
特别是为那一切在上掌权。So
what have we seen this afternoon?
那么我们在这一段时间，我们究竟看到了什么呢？First
of all, prayer is a priority for the church when it meets.
首先，祷告是教会首要任务。And
for me, it's sad to see how prayer has lost its importance in many worship services. In the early New Testament church, prayer was the central feature of the worship service.
在早期的教会，我们看到祷告是我们敬拜的一个中心的。Not
so much again praying for our needs.
不是说为我们自己的需要来祷告。But
praying for all people, especially those in authority.
而是说为所有的人，特别是为在上掌权的祷告。
To come to a saving knowledge of Jesus.
让他们能够明白真道。
Praying for God's kingdom to come. And his will to be done here on earth as it is in
heaven.
It was December 1982 when I first encountered the ministry of OM, Operation Mobilization. I was joining a team in Vienna, Austria, and we were going to be smuggling Bibles and Christian literature, transporting, maybe a better word, into what was then still communist Eastern Europe.
我们那时候跟着这个组织的群员，我们传，我们就是要，smuggling，也许不，也，这个词汇也许有一点负面意，就是有点他们那时候会偷运圣经，想把他们就是送到当时东欧的那些国家。
The first or second night I had arrived, they said, "Well, tonight's a prayer meeting."
当我第一天到达的时候，他们就告诉我今天是祷告会。And
I was a little tired. I said, "Oh, okay, that's great. How long is that going to be?"
我当然是有点累，然后我就说，没问题。那么我们的祷告会会是多久呢？My
friend Chris said to me, "It doesn't usually go more than 4 or 5 hours."
我的朋友对Chris他对我说，通常会超过4-5个小时。
Yeah, I laughed also, and I thought he was joking.
我就笑了，我以为他在开玩笑。I
got to this prayer.
然后我就来到了这个祷告会。And
it was a defining moment in my life.
那是一个决定性的，在我生命中的一个决定性时刻。I
grew up in a church where you either sat or stood in a circle and you prayed in order, one after the other, each person taking their turn.
我是在这样一个教会的背景中长大，教会里祷告呢都是大家坐着，在一个坐着围着一个圆圈，然后大家就挨个人一个按次序这样祷告。In
this meeting, we divided up into different groups, and everyone was praying at the same time, out loud.
但是在这个祷告会里呢，我们就分成了各样的小组，每一个人都大声的在祷告。And
they didn't always go in order.
也没有这个。
That was new to me. And not only that, but as someone was praying, someone else would be saying, "Yes, Lord, Amen, Yes, Jesus." I never experienced anything like it. And at the end of 5 hours, and yes, we prayed from like 7 to midnight. I wanted it to go on, to continue. We had maps, and we were praying for people of different nations. And the places where we would go and do ministry.
特别是那些地方，我们会去向他们做那个做宣教工作。And
on that night in December 1982, my whole understanding of prayer was
transformed.就是在1982年12月那个晚上，我对于祷告的观念被彻底改变。And
like George Brewer, I wanted to be a man who was committed to Christ.
Who
had a love for people of all nations. And who had an unwavering devotion to prayer. Can we pray right now? What I would like to do is just invite several of you to lead out in prayer, pray in a good loud voice so everyone can pray along with you. And it's okay to say, yes, Lord, amen.
也可以, 大家在下面也可以回答说, 是的主, amen.
Don't feel pressured, but it's okay.
也不要觉得有压力。
And after several of you have led out in prayer, I will close our time with the word.
当大家有这样子未来这样带领的祷告以后, Pastor Stato 会结束。
Let's pray together.
Lord, we pray for today's message. We pray for your spirit to move us, that we are willing to share the gospel with everyone, especially our unbelieving family, our unbelieving friends, so that we can share the gospel to our community.
We are thank you, Lord. We are thankful to you. Amen. 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 是的，我们为自己的个人需要向神祷告。我们真的是感觉自己有好多的原因不爱神，为自己找好多原因。主啊，我们真的是感谢这些信息。我们为你派这么好的仆人，这么好的信息。我们感谢你，特别我们为在上掌权的，为我们美国的。 拜登总统为我们中国的习近平总统祷告，为我们的城市的市长，为我们的州的州长，为我们美国的人民，中国的人民，全世界任何国家的人，只要你归向神，你就是我们的兄弟，就是我们的姐妹，在主内我们是一起走天路的。 我们也把我们明州MMCC教会放在祷告上，求神格外的看顾我们，求神格外的赐给智慧力量给我们。我们知道我们缺乏，我们知道我们小信，我们知道我们无能，我们知道我们软弱。主啊，你不会遗弃我们，让我们坚定我们的信心来走每一天，来做每一件事情。 我们感谢主给我们这个机会向你祷告，我们这样的祷告不配，是奉基督耶稣圣名，阿门。
用一个很形象的神的这个马，这个来教导，让我们知道祷告就像我们拉着站在床上拉着绳子来靠近这个马。是。我们从此理解这个祷告的意义是什么，使我们能。 更能来为我们周围社区的那些没有信主的人来传福音，就像我昨天在转圈的时候碰到没有信主的人，跟他们讲的时候，请他们来教会，他们就说我们不信教，但是我说我们也不信教，但是我觉得这个很难把这个福音传出去啊，求你让。 我们都知道，我们的目的是为了万人来恳求拜而出现。我们的目的是为了万人来祷告，而不是为了自己来祷告。
是的，
请你让我们这个教会真正能够为你的圣灵所充满，能够成为这个社区的一盏明灯，
是的，
照耀社区很多还在。 追求真理、探索真理和还没有接近 真理的那些人，像那些灵魂来传你的福音，
是的，
也会美国的总统和中国的主席以及全世界所有的人，特别是为我们的祖国，还有可能将近10亿人还没有信主，为这些民众，为这些还没有信主的还在黑暗里面的灵魂来祷告，
是的主，
特别是为我们教会下个月的这个退休会来祷告，
是的，
希望我们的退休会能够吸引我们周围社区的人来参加，
阿们，
让我们每一个人都去邀请人都来参加，
是的，阿们，
奉耶稣基督圣名求，
阿们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together today. We thank you for the power and truth of your word. We thank you for the reminder of our priority to pray. Pray for all people.
Amen.
To pray for our leaders. To pray for those who don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that your heart's desire is to see everyone come to a saving knowledge.
Yes.
We thank you that you sent your Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Lord, we just praise you for your love and for your grace. And for the privilege we have to come before you in prayer. As your children. We pray this now in the name of our living Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We
We thank God for being past God to preach God's words to us.
那我们就用这个祷告的诗歌，我们也就是约瑟夫斯特里文的这个《耶稣是我的恩典》。
We're going to sing the song "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."